Speaking of which, I couldn't help admiring Diana's as she strode across in my direction. She knew it, too, sweeping back the tails of her cloak and striking a pose, a hand on her pistol butt. Blue eyes, begod. Piercing bright in a lovely face that was no darker than tawny, peacock-proud and sassy with it. And now came an even greater shock, for she was standing aside to make way for two who were following her, and they were men. I hadn't seen either in the fight or its aftermath, but from the deference Diana showed, one of them at least must be a big gun indeed. He was small and portly and black as your boot, rolling along on stubby legs and standing arms akimbo to survey me. He was bald, with a fringe of woolly white hair, and wore the red fringe shamar of consequence. His companion looked like a bodyguard, for he wore a steel back and breast, and carried spear and sword, a tall, likely Adonis, middling dark and moved like a dancer, taking station at Portly's shoulder. All three regarded me in silence for a moment, and then Portly opened the bowling, most disconcertingly.
"I know what you are, but not who you are."
He spoke in Amharic with authority.
"So, tell me your name, and what have you done that these Gala savages should wish to slay you?"
I answered in Arabic, taken aback but head up. "I'm English. My name is Flashman. I'm a colonel, a ras, a chief in the British army advancing on Magdala. May I ask who you are?" There was a gasp from Diana and some of the women who presumably understood Arabic. They'd suspended the agreeable task of polishing off the enemy wounded at Portly's arrival and crowded in to listen. Diana dropped to one knee to study me more closely. Gad, she was a little satin stunner, and I bestowed my most courtly smile on her, which she received with a startled look, followed by a disdainful toss of the head and tits. Portly was equally unimpressed.
"I know what a colonel is, and who I am can wit," snaps he. "So, how came a British officer in the hands of the Gala?"
He stamped impatiently.
"And why should they seek your death?"
This was dangerous ground, and I must hedge until I'd found out who Portly and these dreadful women were. But for his presence, I'd have taken them for bandits, like the female dacoits of India. He was obviously someone of official importance. Could he be an agent of some petty ruler like Menelek or Gobazi, of whom I'd heard so much? Or even of Mastiat's rival, the despised Wakiti? All I knew for certain was that the women enjoyed killing Galas, and weren't likely to be well disposed to anyone whose task it was to enlist them as allies. So I assumed my gallant, pathetic expression, and asked Diana if I might have a reviving sip of Tej and some food, just a morsel would do, to revive me after my ordeal. Portly made an ab noise which would translate as bah. But Diana, dear girl, snapped her fingers, and Gorilla Jane hastened to offer a flask and wallet of toasted beef. I thought quickly, as I imbibed and chewed, decided I'd best not try Portly's patience by asking a second time who he was, and resolved, since the truth wouldn't do, to follow the golden rule by sticking as close to it as possible. "I'd been scouting ahead of Napier's advance," I said, "and had been ambushed by these people. Gallas, had he called them? But thank heaven he and his splendid ladies had turned up, and if he would be so obliging as to return me to my army, the British Dejaz, who was noted for his generosity, would reward them with dollars and all kinds of good things, food, drink, weapons, and, of course, clothes, silks and satins and ornaments." The women showed eager interest, but Portly gave another furious stamp.
"Do I look like a fool? You dare talk to me of dollars and silks as though I were a fellaheen beggar or a Bedawi, and evade my question."
He drew breath, and Diana surprised me by putting in her oar unexpected with a curl-of-the-lip smile.
"Would your Dejas's generosity give us the spoiling of Magdala?"
Her women gasped eagerly. The bodyguard burst out laughing, and before Portly could explode, I said that I couldn't answer for the Dejaz, but whatever the spoil of Magdala might be, she could count on getting equivalent value, and meanwhile, the sooner I was restored to my army...
"Perhaps he will not be able to take Magdala," the bodyguard spoke for the first time. "It is the strongest amber in Habesh."
"He'll take it, soldier," says I. "Have no doubt of that."
"With the help of the Gala warriors of Queen Mastiat,"
bawls Portly, taking me flat aback, although I tried desperately to cover it. Gala warriors? These people? I gestured at the bodies. I don't understand.